C.S. Lewis reminds us that the Christians who do most for the present world are those who think most about the next. It is when we cease to think of that other world that we become ineffective in this one.
Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we know that we'll be like him, for we will see him as he really is. And all who have this eager expectation purify themselves, even as he is pure.
Jesus said to them, "Truly, I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life."
Enoch prophesied millennia ago, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed."
On that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives itself shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, one half of the mount moving northward and the other half southward. And the Lord will be king over all the earth.
Rise up and see, the day is dawning. Rise up and see a glorious sight. Although your streets were once deserted, the nations come towards your light. Although you have once been forsaken, a wreck of violence and war, now you will call your walls salvation, and your days of sorrow will be o'er. He came to heal the poor and brokenhearted. He came to offer the captives freedom, the oil of gladness given to those in mourning, a crown of beauty for ashes. For as the soil allows the seed to grow and tended by a gardener's hand, so shall the Sovereign Lord cause righteousness and praise to spring up in your land. For Zion's sake he'll not keep silent, and he will not cut short his word, until her righteousness shines brilliantly and all the nations have been stirred.
The Lord delights in you and loves you, just as a bridegroom adores his bride, a bride for whom there's been much waiting. His love's the same. He is ever by your side.
For as the new heavens and the new earth shall remain before me, so shall your offspring and your name remain from new moon to new moon. All humanity shall come to worship me, declares the Lord God of hosts.